It's 8:07. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg, and happy 2024.
That's right. Happy New Year. And that sounds like you had an exciting last week of your 2023.
I had the week off. It was so much fun, especially when you get COVID.
Yeah,
we're going to be. It was fun.
We'll talk a little bit more about how your week went last week. But first, we have our first guest of the new year. We welcome McKenna Lloyd as part of our community conversations brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. She is from the Floyd County Museum. Good morning, McKenna.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
You're a lot more chipper than we are this morning. We're just kind of here, I guess.
Trying to reacclimate into the real world, I guess. Yeah. Happy New Year, McKenna.
Happy New Year.
Got a great, great new year ahead of us. What gives for the museum?
New year, new exhibits. So we'll be setting up a new exhibit today, and you can come and see it tomorrow. So that's pretty exciting. We're calling it Plenty of Past Paraphernalia because it's just kind of like a mix of little things and business swag to show kind of the bigger story of lesser known businesses and especially things from outside of Charles City. I wanted to showcase more of like all the other little towns in Floyd County. So
cool.
It's kind of a mix, but it should be fun and neat little items.
Can you give us a little tease of what a person might expect to see?
A lot of things that I think not everyone would automatically think of as an artifact. So things like mugs or ashtrays and things like that advertise a business that doesn't exist anymore a lot of the time. Sometimes they're things that have just been converted into something that does still exist. We have an ice scraper from what used to be the Hair Forum. I don't remember what the name of it was at the time. Hairstyling?
Center.
Yeah. So like something like that where, you know, that business still exists, but now it's under a new name and all that, so...
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
People and very old things that. Too. Like that kind of the same kind of thing like that, like ice scraper or like swag, but from like the 1920s and 30s too.
Sure.
So yeah.
That's neat. People love to see that and reminisce then, you know, remembering stories of back in the day. That'll be fun to see.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. Very colorful. It's a colorful exhibit.
Excellent. So that kicks off today.
We'll set it up today. We're closed today, and then we'll be open tomorrow, and people can come check it out.
All right. Perfect. Mm-hmm. So you do have a guest speaker coming up, Chautauqua Talks. You want to talk about that?
Who's yes. coming? On January 20th at 10 a.m., we'll have Dave Baker, who's like an Iowa blogger. He visits all the counties in Iowa. His thing's called The 29th State, and he's talking about ghost towns in Floyd County. So I think that'll be interesting. I think it'll be well attended. So if you want to come out and learn more about non-existent towns, you can. So
excellent.
I love hearing about all that stuff.
Yeah,
you know, ghost towns. I know you're not saying spooky as in, but towns that people maybe just like you said don't even know exist.
Plenty of them around the area too. And of course memberships is a big one. Talk about membership renewals, what you're due here soon.
Yeah, so for all our members, the way our membership works is it renews every year on the 1st of January. So if you can get in your renewal soon, that'd be great. You pretty much will keep getting the perks for a while without actually paying us and renewing your membership. That's just how it works in our computer system. You still are on the mailing list and all of that. But so just keep in mind the first, technically every all the memberships are due. Some people have paid them up already. So thank you to those who have been paid up since like beginning of December. But yeah, so everyone who's a member can pay the renewal now if they want to.
It's a good reminder.
And price is?
It's $40 for family memberships and $20 for individual memberships.
And that gets a person what?
It gets them it's their free admission when they come in. They get 10% off in the gift shop, and they're subscribed to our quarterly newsletter. So, which is a way to find out about events that's going on. And then also, usually I write something that's kind of like more history related that they can read about, so.
Awesome
for the price of $40, you can't beat it.
No, you can't.
I think the free admission is the best part.
Especially with the changing exhibits all the time. That you're so well at doing that. So, well, kudos. Yay.
So talk about your website and social media, ways to reach out.
I think the best way to stay up to date is just by following us on Facebook. And our Facebook page is just Floyd County Museum. But you can also check out the website, which is floydcountymuseum.org. We do have a calendar on the website that you can use to keep up with events. That also lets you know if we ever are closed, which now that we had our Christmas closer, that won't be happening anytime soon. But yeah, so you can follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. It's the same thing, Floyd County Museum. And that's really the most up-to-date place. Plus, you get to see cool old photos of things or projects we're working on, that kind of thing. So
awesome. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you very much, McKenna, for joining us and being our first guest of the year. Do you feel any different?
I feel so different. Yeah, I feel so honored and special.
We need to get you an award for this. We were talking about this off air. I just don't know what that is yet. But thank you very much, McKenna. We'll talk to you next month. It is 8:13. We have your weather coming up. Here's Lewis Capaldi.